Most people think that they are free, conscious, and awake. But if you believe you are already awake, then why would you do the difficult work to attain what you believe you already have? Before it becomes possible to awaken, it is necessary to accept that you are asleep, living in the matrix. Examine your life honestly without lying to yourself. Are you able to stop your robotic, repetitive life patterns if you want to? Can you stop seeking pleasure and avoiding pain? Are you addicted to certain foods, activities, or pastimes? Are you constantly judging, blaming, criticizing yourself and others? Does your mind incessantly seek out stimulus, or are you completely fulfilled just being in silence? Do you react to how people think about you? Are you seeking approval and positive reinforcement? Do you somehow sabotage situations in your life? Most people will experience their lives the same way today as they will tomorrow, and a year from now, and 10 years from now. When you begin to observe your robot-like nature, you become more awake. You begin to recognize the depth of the problem. You are completely and utterly asleep, lost in a dream. Like the inhabitants of Plato's cave, most who hear this truth will not be willing or capable of changing their lives because they are attached to their familiar patterns. We go to great lengths justifying our patterns, burying our heads in the sand rather than facing the truth. We want our saviors, but we are not willing to get up on the cross ourselves. What are you willing to pay to be free? Realize that if you change your inner world, you must be prepared to change the outer life. Your old structure and your old identity must become the dead soil out of which new growth comes. The first step to awakening is to realize that we are identified with the matrix of the human mind, or the mask. Something within us must hear this truth and be roused from its slumber. There's a part of you, something timeless, that has always known the truth. The matrix of the mind distracts us, entertains us, keeps us endlessly doing, consuming, grasping, in a cycle of craving and aversion with constantly changing forms, keeping us from the flowering of our consciousness, our evolutionary birthright, which is samadhi. Pathological thinking is what passes for normal life. Your divine essence has become enslaved, identified with the limited self-structure. The great wisdom, the truth of who you are, is buried deep within your being. J. Krishnamurti said, "It is no measure of one's health to be well adjusted to a profoundly sick society." Identification with the egoic mind is the sickness, and samadhi is the cure.